afternoon, the Exotic Set. This is Kerry speaking.
Oh, hi. It's Kerry Rumble here, Bozo's mum.
Yes, you're just ringing to see how Bozo's getting on?
Not really, because I don't have time. But when I got home, my daughter was saying that we got a guy that lives in the granny flat, and he's been sitting out in the pergola. He like chain smokes.
Oh, okay.
So
and that's
would that be the reason why?
Is it just something new that started, or?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
It's been like 3-4 days, and he's been he moved in about 3-4 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And my daughter was saying, because we're trying to pinpoint why he is sick.
Yeah. Okay.
And that's the only change.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll definitely mention it to Dr. Brock. Obviously, his blood work that we've sent off will give us a bit of more indication what might be going on. He's comfortable here at the moment. We've given him some fluids and also crop fed him because he's not keeping much of it down, his food and
is
stuff.
Is he still vomiting?
No, he hasn't since he's been in here.
Oh.
But yeah, we've just crop feeding just so that he's got some food in his crop. It's just a high energy food as well. So once we get those blood results back in, as I said, we'll have a better, clearer picture of what's going on. But I will definitely mention of Dr. Brock what you've just told me.
Yes. Yeah, because like at present he's not working. So he sits in the pergola and continuously smokes.
Right next to him.
Well, back from him, but it would be blowing on him and into him.
Okay, sure. Okay, well, I'll definitely let Dr. Brock know that.
Yep. Okay.
Thanks
you also
for letting
let him. He's found a red particle on the little tester thing that he did. There's nothing red in his cage apart from the capsicum and chili that I've fed him.
Okay.
So,
And well, I'll let him know that as well.
Yes. Okay, then. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Grace. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.